Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Cross center for the Raptors. A chance for Toronto to grab the lead. Ready. Three ball. Open. Bucket. North side triple for Fred VanVleet. Down to Curry for three. Misses. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Kawhi Leonard. Dribbled out near center. It's loose and on the floor.
They called a timeout. Draymond Green called a timeout. They don't have one left, so that's going to be a technical foul.
With 0.9 seconds remaining, Cousins inbounds the ball. Curry heaves it at the buzzer. It's no good. Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north. The wow. Toronto Raptors win 114-110.
Never let nobody tell you can't do something special. And just a great group of guys. I mean, I wouldn't be here for these guys if it wasn't for these guys. Yeah, I can't really think right now. This is crazy. This is awesome, man. Toronto, Canada, we brought it home, baby. We brought it home.
Just making history here, bringing an organization their first championship. You know, it's just something that the Raptors could build on, that we all could build on. And, you know, that was my goal. I wanted to get them to the finals their first year. That was all our goal. And obviously, once we got here, it was the next step to win it all.
Started from the bottom.
We wanted to get him here before I take off, or I wanted to get him here before we build something here real special that I want to be part of. That was Kawhi Leonard after great story, man. Toronto ends up winning series 4-2, wins three times on Golden State's home court.
That's impressive.
And the banged up Warriors are done, and boy, they're in big trouble next year as Klay Thompson, going in for a dunk last night, blows out his knee. He had ACL, which, as everybody knows now, it's six being nice, 8, 9, 10 months. I don't know, for basketball, maybe. I keep going by the Adrian Peterson ACL.
Well, you can't go by that robot.
But he came back quickly, but that's...
And he came back out and shot those free throws with a torn ACL.
Yeah, he did.
That's right.
He actually jogged. Well, you can jog, you can run on ACL, you can run straight ahead, but do not cut or you're in big trouble. Anyway, and Kevin Durant, the Achilles, just had his surgery. So you could be bringing two guys back on max contracts and not have them next year, which Steph Curry and Draymond Green, not exactly enough to get you real excited for the regular season, but the future for those fans in that new billion-dollar arena in San Francisco, knowing they're going to come back.
2021, baby. They signed everybody.
Look at him putting a positive spin on his team. I love it.
I'm just, you know, we got a shot.
They're in bad shape right now, man.
Yeah, they're in bad shape.
Next year's bad. The year after that, if they sign these
guys. Their dynasty is over. They're
doesn't mean
shape.
It's done, man.
Oh, it's done.
We act like they're 40-year-old guys. They're going to come back. And if they come back, it puts them right there towards the top again.
A lot of ifs involved of ifs. In that equation. If they re-sign,
well,
if they come
re-sign
back,
it,
if they're healthy.
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
I mean, you think there's a chance that either one of those guys don't re-sign?
Everything's
Jones
negative
serious
with
injuries,
you.
Though. Like they are.
Which one?
Both of them.
ACL guy. Oh, God. Now you're going to treat the ACL like the Achilles?
It's still a bad injury.
I always love everything, especially when you just like to make it, like the point is really bad. You don't know. Like, now you're going to start ripping Tommy John surgeries, and most of these guys don't come back from Tommy John.
No, a lot of these guys now throw back.
These guys come back from ACLs and do great.
It's just going to be kind of a throwaway next year. Stay healthy. Hope to make the playoffs.
Denial, right?
I'm not in denial. I know they're going to be bad no matter what for a while. Not bad, but
you think they make the playoffs next year, Golden State?
I don't know how it's going to play out, but it's going to be rough as of right now. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. You got to get a better supporting cast. And then the other one that was up last night. I'm glad she asked it. I got no problem with Doris Burke asking Kawhi Leonard this question after the game.
How does a championship shape what you have in front of you?
I'm about to enjoy this with my teammates and coaches, and I'll think about that later.
I think it's okay the way she asked. She didn't specifically come out
and say. Yeah, she didn't.
Are you going to re-sign here in Toronto, or are you bolting?
She's really good the way she asked. He knew, by the way, where she was getting at. But you got to ask.
Yeah. What's the difference the way she worded it, though?
It wasn't so bad. It didn't sound so bad.
It's just, I mean, the guy's standing there with his finals MVP. You think he decided what he's going to do?
I think he knows, yes. You don't think he's...
I think the decision's made.
You don't think he's had a long time to think about it?
I think he's going
to
meet with other teams and see what's what and then make his decision.
I don't think he's going to meet with a lot of teams. I think he's meeting with one or two teams in California, and they're both south, as in Southern California. And maybe just one. Maybe not the LeBron team. Maybe just the Clippers.
But don't tell the Knicks fans that.
Yeah, they still think they got a chance. It's Kawhi.
I don't think they have a chance.
Kawhi and Durant, that's their dream, right? Knicks fans, sign them both.
And now, hey, maybe the decision does. To me, it'd be a lot harder if you win and you got a ton of support. And you got the most improved guy in the league, maybe, and Siakam and what he did, 26 points. How do you not come back? And they did everything possible. They're going to offer you, first of all, he's becoming the best, maybe the best player in basketball right now off of what he's done because of other guys' injuries or just not being around for the playoffs, LeBron. And you look at what he's done and the way they treated him. He did not play in one back-to-back game in the regular season. That's a team looking out for your best interest.
Yeah, you're right.
And by the way, he gave it back to him in the playoffs. He played limping around there for a couple of games. And it will be interesting because they were really good to him in that city. I mean, they have made their love real clear,
the businesses and
everything else. So,
Kawhine and dine.
I am really curious to see what his decision will be. It all of a sudden has become by far the biggest of anybody.
How many games is he playing this year?
I'm going to say 60.
60.
Yeah.
60 games. And that's it's impressive that he played like that. They gave him the load management, and it worked. And he's probably happy that they did that.
I think he didn't play in one game in a back-to-back down here, and they still won with that group. I think their record, even without him, was pretty damn good this year. Hell, they had the second-best record in the NBA next to Milwaukee. So, yeah, it was very impressive what they were able to do, even with the injuries. And I know we're going to get this. And by the way, you don't have to send it. We know if Golden State was healthy with Durant and Clay,
today.
That thing would have been a lot different. I totally agree. Toronto wins one, and that might be it.
How about this? I want to read a couple texts to you real quick. 560-22, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. It's done, Joe. Other teams are going to improve also. Dynasty done. All right, thank you for that. Paul George snapped his leg in half and came back even better. So the major injury, some guys are coming back. And was a three a good shot down one by Steph? Second guessing at its best. Steph's the best three-point shooter of all time.
Steph Curry to shoot with that group, whatever he's got to do.
They do that in the NBA, though. It's a one-point game. Kyle Lowry did that in game five.
That's right.
Took a three at the end. They were down one.
And then this one, Draymond called that timeout at the end of the game when they didn't have one. He got a seventh technical. Is he going to get suspended now at the beginning of the season?
That's a team technical.
Doesn't really matter,
I believe, right?
Now.
I don't know. I mean, I assume unless they called it on Draymond.
It doesn't matter now. Come on, man. It's over. Jeez.
It's over for the Warriors. They're done.
They're not done. How can people say they're done when they got two guys are going to come back?
Oh, they'll be back.
What are you going to play the odds now? You're going to play doctor. You're the one who gets mad every time somebody plays doctor. You're in here ripping us, and now you're saying he won't come back from the Achilles. How do you know?
That's a good point.
I just know the end of a dynasty when I see one. I've seen it before, and this is the end. Of the Warriors dynasty. I'm sorry to break it to you this morning, Joe.
I mean,
I don't think it's.
You find
over
a new team to root
good.
For.
I can't wait till Kawhi resigns. Toronto's back there. The two guys resign in Golden State, and free agency is just all about Kemba Walker goes back to Charlotte, and it's all about Kyrie Irving.
Who cares about Kyrie, by the way?
He's going to be the number one guy in the list now.
How embarrassed is he, like, running to another team after saying he's going to stay in Boston, and then he played like poo-poo,
yep.
And none of those guys wanted to play with him, and he's, like, running out for another fresh start.
How about the fact that the Boston fans think, and they might be right, let him walk. We're better without him. He's a superstar in the leaguers, supposedly.
Oh, he's really good.
But you're going to let a guy walk and you think
really
you're better?
Good in that last round of the playoffs.
No, he wasn't at all. He's going to get a lot of money.
And he didn't get shortchanged on shots either.
No.
Matter of fact, didn't he say that one game I should have shot more?
Yeah.
He said, hey, you didn't make very many shots.
Six
he goes,
for
I know.
21 shooting.
I should have shot 40 times. How do you like that?
Been 12
does that
for 40?
Make you mad? Should have shot 40 times.
Oh, man.
Gosh, this other thing coming out too, man. This David, I am really interested in seeing this David Ortiz. I actually look up to see if there's anything new on it because this thing, these guys are going to lie because they're scared for their lives now. These guys putting a hit out on David Ortiz, like damn near putting a hit out on the president over there in
this is all like
Dominican
a movie,
Republic,
right?
And they're going, no, it was random. Random what? You jumped off a motorcycle and shot him and took off running?
Or the other story that you read about that how they met up the day before at the place to like set it up and there were two other cars.
Hey, let's
and
think of somebody we can shoot. Just randomly.
Random. Sure.
How about David Ortiz? I think I see him. He goes to this one place a lot. It's packed, but who cares? And by the way, some of these guys, reading about some of these guys,
oh, there's some dirty
six
dudes
that were arrested.
Yeah, dirty dudes.
One guy, they think, whacked four guys already. I mean, my God, man, it's bad. Yeah they don't just, and by the way, you just don't go around like shooting the David Ortiz of the world unless something happens. Like, you just don't, David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic especially, like, hey, he's really popular over here. You want to whack him? I mean, that doesn't happen.
He was targeted. I think that that's obvious. I think anyone that says this is random.
So
is,
why would somebody want to shoot David Ortiz?
Well, that's the story.
Likeable, gives a lot.
I think we said it from the beginning without knowing.
Giving a lot back there, as much as any Dominican Republic player, and a place that loves their baseball like no other island. Nothing against Puerto Rico. Nothing against Venezuela. Dominican is, they love their baseball. Nothing against Japan or anybody else
leaving out.
So somebody can try to debate. But
he got into the wrong bed, Joe. Possibly. Allegedly.
Something happened to get somebody.
He pissed somebody off.
Somebody upset that got these guys put up money to get these guys to $8,000, which, by the way, over there, $8,000.
400,000 Dominican pesos.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's
a little under that.
It was enough for somebody to go ahead and try to carry it out. That's what it was.
Yeah, but six dudes got to split that? Doesn't seem like a lot for a hit.
Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Mike Florio will join us from Pro Football Talk in a 9 o'clock hour. Boy, crazy. And if you haven't read the SI article, and you remember Kellen Winslow Jr. from his tight end days with the University of Miami, I will just say it's a sick dude.
Dude's messed up. Dude is definitely messed up.
Radio.com.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, not football. And once again, WQM is combining with the team at CBS4 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to WQM for up-to-minute news, tips, everything should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on WQM is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from CBS4 and AM 560, 96.5 FM HD2, WQAM. And good news, I thought I just saw Alex Dono walking in here. So he's coming from the south.
Oh boy, the traffic is apparently still bad out there.
I mean, I heard the traffic report, and it still seems
there's
like
there's certain places, like, no accidents good, especially on a Friday where it slows you down, and you're calling, and you're getting into work an hour late, and you're sitting in the middle, and you're already in a pissy mood.
Only thing that could ruin a Friday, maybe? Really, really bad traffic trying to get to work?
That location of that.
That's an excuse, though, right? Like, if you call your boss, you're like, hey, I'm not moving.
No, no.
All he's got to do is turn on the news.
He can
see these videos.
But there's some bosses that'll be like, well, you should have left earlier.
No, there's not. Not in something like this. That's different.
I mean, what would it? So,
one of the things that you guys have used and Zach's used before, like the tire thing, or I got to go back and get my phone.
The phone one.
What do you use, guys?
You've never done that?
Yeah, there was one morning my car wouldn't start and I made it late.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
By the way, you let me have it for about a week after that. Like, yeah, it was my fault.
Well, I mean, listen, Joe gets here at 3, so it's a big difference.
God,
for us.
Look at that traffic.
One day your car is not going to start.
They're showing.
He's got 3 cars.
No. My Tahoe always
he's got
runs.
3 cars.
Runs. My Tahoe and mine.
Plus,
runs.
He's got the private Uber. He'll always be here. Look at that traffic.
Wow. That might put you in a bad mood.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, if you're in your car and you're wondering just how bad it is, it's really bad.
It's really bad. Do we need Nick Bacon?
I think it's backed up to Palm Beach now. It's so backed up. It's crazy.
Holy moly.
Well, car went off the ramp. Like, you know on the Golden Glades, it has that big, tall ramp. And car went, like, flying
really,
off of it
really
onto 95.
Day there. Yeah, that was.
So that's why it's close.
All right. Well, listen, we got a lot of stuff to get to. First of all, the Marlins are back tonight. If you want to go out and don't have to worry about the weather. One good thing about that ballpark. One good thing, whether it's 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, there's going to be a game, and the first pitch is going to be on time.
That's right. They got a roof.
Because they got to, they spent the extra money and made sure they had that roof for you. So if you want to go out and do that tonight and everything else. By the way, we got all this different stuff going on that I got to get to here. This Kellen Winslow Jr. story, who was with the Miami Hurricanes and one of the great tight ends, high first-round pick. Everybody knows his story. Well, I'll tell you what, the stuff coming out, and SI just jumped all over it here. His love for porn and masturbation is it's weird to talk about. I know. You guys keep looking at me every time.
Because I don't even know how to handle this kind of situation. It's so bad. This is one of the worst stories I've ever read.
Well, it's the first time we've had this subject come up.
It's
chronic.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Well, the porn part.
We've had
our own porn problem here at the radio station.
Computers don't work sometimes because of porn.
But this thing, I mean, and coaches have talked to him about it. He's had roommates on the road for his football games and said, I got to get a new roommate. He's taking care of himself, like right in front of me. He doesn't even care that I'm still awake.
No.
Just crazy stuff. And
on the phone during meetings.
Yeah. Dad waiting for him to shoot a commercial and
they find him across the street
in his car and
I mean
taking care of himself a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just
internet search history in the house.
Yeah.
Elders in the search history under porn.
Man, that's kind of weird too, the thing, like a 77-year-old woman.
Yeah, and that's
come on, man. 77.
It's a weird story, man. This guy's got some issues. Some real, real bad issues.
Anyway, I'll tell you one thing. Whoever he got that's representing him legally, I guess he got the all-star team out there.
Has to.
Because they were able to find holes in a bunch of the stories, or my man would be looking at about 900 years.
Oh, my God. It would be life in jail.
And instead, this thing may not be bad for a guy that's... I mean, this could be really, really bad.
Of course.
And by the way, I hope when he gets out he gets some counseling, some serious counseling for
Joe sitting at the locker by himself. Equipment manager walks in, and he's two lockers away from the door to walk in the locker room, and the equipment manager sees him in there by himself.
God.
Do you know what I mean? Like, some parts of the story are just, it's sick. It's really sick. And the fact that you're right, like his law team or whoever was there and how many people, but 8 of the 12 counts, they couldn't reach a verdict on.
Well,
and there was a mistrial.
Just found a hole and found holes in the stories and went back. And is this what he looked like? How tall was he? And, you know, somebody said 5'9" or something. Ah, you got it wrong, guy. 6'3". Gotcha. So
the age ranges range from 17 to 77.
I know.
Oh, hitchhiker, homeless woman, women working in her front yard
everything.
Garden,
yeah.
High schooler passed out at a house party.
That's just what the woman gardening's got nothing to do once sit and lie about something that popped up, right?
I mean, he drove by on a bike and exposed
himself. I
think
he said the one woman actually, it was mutual.
Okay.
And I was like, wow.
Yep.
Okay. I was just waiting for somebody to pick me up so I could have sex. Glad you're finally here. God, you're the one that picked me up. I love your Escalade. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I should laugh, but it's funny.
No, it's just...
It's really sad, the story.
No, it's...
And let me tell you something, man.
Got so much going for him.
We talk about the girl standing by your man, the wife standing by your man.
High school girlfriend.
Yep.
What'd I see? Three kids.
Tomorrow is their 13th anniversary.
Wow. Yeah, that's a rough one all the way around for sure. We've got our man Tiger Woods. Our man for everybody out there likes him. I got to be careful. Everybody loves Tiger, right?
Well, yeah,
no,
of course.
Everyone in South Florida.
Ask Hollywood. Either everyone hates him or everyone.
Women.
No, I'm joking. But yesterday was first round of the U.S. Open, and I don't know if anybody else. I couldn't find the damn thing.
Let me see your Xfinity remote for a second.
Oh, boy, boop. The X1 voice remote.
U.S. Open. Oh, there it is. It's on. Look at that.
While others were looking, I was cooking, man. I was ready to go. I had her down and ready to
I'm
go.
I'm still looking for the channel.
So that ended up, and Tiger just, he was back to spraying it all over the place, and yet he's one under because he could putt yesterday. Yeah. I mean, he was knocking everything down.
You're excited to have a family member at the top of the leaderboard?
Yeah, it was nice to see Justin Rose over there.
Your cousin.
Cousin.
Well,
second cousin.
Second cousin.
Second
sorry,
cousin.
Sorry.
Yeah, from the family overseas. Yeah. We're all very close. Mm-hmm.
How can we never go out to see him play? He never invites you out there?
Hey, by the way, no, he never invites me. What happened to Dara Digital? Dara Digital was coming in today. What happened to her?
I mean, my guess at this point is...
It's not a good start for the new boss. You're supposed to be here, and we have a meeting at 8. You're supposed to be here at 8.
I just told you that the traffic, like you said, that it's an excuse. It's a valid excuse.
You can't get
backtrack now. Yeah. So you are that guy.
You're that. You are. You just became that guy.
You don't care that there's traffic. That the highway shut down.
No,
completely.
It is.
You don't care.
There's no way. She got to learn
you
the back way.
You just became
in here.
That guy.
The back ways are closed too. Apparently, yeah. It's a mess out there, and you don't care.
No, man. You just
very
you just turned quick. Man.
The car plummeted off the
did
overpass
she?
Onto
no,
95.
It's no, it's bad. That is
shut
bad.
Down the highway, and you're very insensitive to the
did
situation.
She, did she call or let us know she can be late? I mean, you can't be the new boss and
I'm
going
to be honest with you.
She
it
didn't
says
have to
in
call.
The email, 8 to 8:45. She shows up at 8:44. She's on time. She's still got 12 minutes. Even though all she has to do is stay for 1 minute, and she did her job. Got to be given the benefit of the doubt here. 8 to 8:45.
So you're that guy. Like if someone
yeah, he is.
If someone's late because of like ridiculous traffic, you don't care.
I hate late.
You say, I would have left earlier if I were you.
I hate late. I'm the guy that says, man, if I got to be there at a certain time, you need
Tom
to be
Coughlin,
there at a certain
this guy.
Time.
This guy's Tom Coughlin.
No, not 5 minutes. No, I don't
no,
do that.
No, that is your worst thing. That's my greatest fear, that my alarm won't go off one morning and never hear the end of it. Because like that one morning my car didn't start, this was like 2 years ago, and you let me have it for a while.
Mm. God, do you remember everything?
How yeah, it was traumatic. It was everything. A rough situation.
It's traumatic. Look what you do to people, man.
Yeah.
Just got to shake that off, man. Shake that off.
You need to be more understanding.
Or you do what I did. After the 1 day late, you show up real early in the next 4 or 5 days.
That's right. Hey, we got to go to break here. Yeah, he did. He tried that like a child thing.
Like 10 minutes after. I was like, hey, Joe, good morning.
Started, we had to make it up.
Started coming
Joe.
In 20 minutes before the show.
I just don't want Joe to be traumatic towards me. Look at you.
Hey, you can join us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022.
Hollywood holds a grudge, though. You got to be careful.
Oh, he just brings up stuff.
He holds a grudge. Gotta be real careful. With
he's the original to whatever he says. It's everybody in all
well, that's
three
why
counties.
When you said the
I'm getting
Tigers
better at that.
Represents
no, you're
everybody.
Not. You're worse.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, Joe, let's be nice to the people. Let's give away a pair of tickets to the Disrupt Festival. It's June 25th at the Coral Sky Amphitheater featuring The Used, Thrice, Circa Survive, and The Story So Far, and many, many more also. Tickets still available at LiveNation.com, but right now, 800-227-0560. If you're caller number 5, you want a pair of tickets to the Disrupt Festival on June 25th at the Coral Sky Amphitheater.
All right. Well, listen, we got all kinds of stuff going on here. But just over to football for a second here. And we're going to have Mike Florio, so we make sure we get a little football like we usually do, like, year-round. By the way, maybe the only market that has football all the time. Everybody else talking about all these other sports, and ours are a little flat right now. But it's incredible that the league, on this pass interference, is still trying to figure this thing out, right? Now they're talking about the replay official. And the Hail Mary's tied into to pass interference. The whole thing, it's like, what do we get into here? And this is exactly what happens for the first time when you start to look at penalties either way. This, whether you like the penalty and you want to, it's a bad call or the no call. I'm old school. Just let the officials, let them. If they miss it occasionally, they miss it. I know we missed a bad one.
Well, that's where this comes
from. But maybe a little overreaction to the bad one in a huge game, maybe, for everybody out there. Because now this one's going to get abused. You let coaches get in on this, and we'll talk to Mike Florio about it at 9 o'clock hour. But, I mean, you're going to have people calling just hoping to find – somebody grabbed onto somebody to get a call to keep a drive going in the last 2 minutes in a tight ball game. And these damn things end up winning a game for somebody. And we're going to go, are you happy now? Is this what you wanted? It's always grabbing. Everybody sees the grabbing a little bit. It's not the first time in all the years we've had football there hasn't been. And now we want to technically get it right perfectly. Well, if you go back and look at it and you slow it down, you're going to see it a lot. Both guys grabbing each other.
I think this is taking it to the extreme, but because of that call last year, that's why this is happening.
No, that's
why. Because
it
was in such a big game. It was
right.
Week 12 of the regular season. No, people would care, but by week 13, you'd be fine. This determined to a point played in the Super Bowl.
It did determine.
So
it,
that's it why there's so much there's outlandish, extreme kind of take.
Technology.
Yes, and there's technology.
Right.
That's the thing,
replay
too.
Replay officials going to take it over. I just hope it doesn't slow it down, man.
It's going to.
The replay official, they're saying that's the one thing they don't want is to slow the game down any more than it already has with all the commercial breaks and everything else you have. So they're saying that. So anyway, we'll ask Mike Florio about it because now they need another group where they need owners to approve it. And competition committees made their adjustments. And then now where does the Hail Mary fit in with this, too? That's going to also – Belichick, you put a little crack in there, and Belichick is going to chew you up practicing. If he finds a little crack in a rule there.
Who's better at weaponizing something in the NFL than Belichick and the Patriots? When there is, like you said, a little bit of a crack, a little bit of a dent in the rule or some way to get around it, the pick rule, whatever it was, you know, all that stuff. Who does it better than weaponizing that, than him.
I don't
He's
even know what the pick
it.
Rule, by the way. That's a good one. Why don't they spend time on that? I have no idea what the pick is.
No one does.
A pick is who's a better actor.
Yeah, exactly.
Is your guy good at acting? Apparently, we weren't very good at it because we get called for it. They pick all the damn time.
And look what happens.
And by the way, you know, even if you catch the end, because sometimes when you're doing those games, you just see and Brady throws it, and all of a sudden his guy's open by 8 yards, and right away I go, somebody got picked. Mm. And sure enough, you see the replay, and there it is. Guys rubbing off each other, picking. One guy's picking. The other guy's, you know, taking and running down the sideline, and Brady's got an easy throw. And then it just opens a can of worm, and next thing you know, they score like 21 really fast points that just kill you. I was glad to see the other story, too, and that's Baker Mayfield comments on Duke Johnson. Some of the other players said, hey, Baker, we appreciate you, the quarterback and everything, but Duke Johnson, that was a bad move.
Yeah.
You let, if the coach wants to say it or management wants to say it, we don't need you to act like a damn coach, especially when it comes to another man's money and his position on a team. I think guys really like Duke. I think Duke's a pretty popular guy.
Yeah, I think he's a good teammate. And I also think that Baker is in a position where it's the one position in football right now, outside of maybe pass rusher, that you're going to get paid no matter what, and there's going to be a lot of guaranteed dollars. Not a lot of other players have that. So if Duke's trying to go get another contract, or if he's not fitting in here and that's going to hurt getting another contract, you got to let a guy do what he's got to do.
I've never can remember Marino saying, or Tom Brady saying, or any of those guys, when they're asked about another player, saying you're with us or you're against us.
You're either on the train or you're not.
Yeah, I just...
like, come on.
That was kind of a weak one.
I understand him trying to be a leader on this team, and the quarterback should, to a point, be the leader on the team and the voice of the team, and he's the picture of the team. When the billboard goes up, it's going to be him and Odell and this, but he's going to be the right in the center. But, you know, sometimes you got to pick and choose your spots, and ripping one of your teammates for a business decision should not be one of them. That's it.
you want to get on a guy. Actually, it's not your job to do that. But if a guy, you don't like his effort, or you want to come out, well, see, even then, that stuff should all be done.
Yeah.
Stuff should be done by, your coaches. You're right. It should be done by general manager, coach. Guys are late, general manager and coach. Any of that kind of stuff. You don't need. Now, we had some guys in the old days call your ass out. Cooch didn't mess around.
Those players are not.
Cooch was the 11th coach back then. Like he'd say, hey, and he might get you while you're eating lunch. He might get you in the morning when you come in. You might be going to your car, but he was gonna let you know, like,
how
hey,
he feels,
including like getting flipped on the field and going, hey, dude, you got the wind knocked out. You get up, and you get off the field. That old school, like, no matter what. Don't you get off the field on your own. Don't do the whole get up and the trainer comes out there and the doctor and then they walk you off the field. And I was like, whoa, this is old school stuff. But that's how he was. And
wouldn't you have expected this from a Brady? Not like Brady himself. No. I'm just saying from an older veteran guy.
I wouldn't expect anybody to do that.
Okay.
I just
thought
don't.
That if it would happen, it would be Ben Roethlisberger ripping a rookie or a second-year guy. Not a second-year dude ripping kind of a veteran
just
in the league.
Bad.
Yeah. Just a bad look.
Bad look for anybody. You got enough to worry about. You start getting into guys, especially this is not during the season where this is off-season. It's just bad all
Joe,
the way
either
around.
You're on the train or you're not. That's it.
You've got your head coach, you got a strong personality as general manager. You let one of those guys give their opinion on it, which they did.
Yeah,
we're not going to just give him away. We're not going to trade him. He's going to stay. We need him. We drafted him. We got him under contract. They do what they need to do, but you don't need a guy that. It's big business. I do agree. Omar says this a lot. Sometimes people don't like it. Football is big business. You got, in some case, even if you're under contract and you're not happy and you see your situation and it's not looking good and you ask for a trade, especially when you got other teams interested in you too, I don't have a problem with a guy doing that, especially if he's doing it in the offseason. Now, once we start.
That's a different story.
And that becomes, somebody's now got to talk about it every day at camp and every practice. What are your thoughts on such and such? Then it becomes a distraction.
Well, if it affects wins and losses.
Big distraction.
That's a different story. You're right. If it affects OTAs, the hell does it matter?
By the way, you got to give Duke Johnson credit, too. He hadn't said much. He said, hey, man, I'm not trying to be a distraction. I just see my situation and – you know, I'm not here to be – he keeps saying, I'm not here to be a distraction. It's off season.
It's the right thing to say.
I haven't been around for OTAs for a reason. I'm here for minicamp because I don't want to get fined, but I want to get traded. That's the time. And, of course, the writers go to other guys, and then you get somebody like Johnny Manziel who says something. But that's a chance for guys to get their money and get worked out. If they're not happy with their playing situation and the way their playing situation might be, which – playing situation and production affects money. All goes back to that cash, man. All goes back to that cash. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. The Kendall Toyota West. Kendall Toyota text line 56022. It's now 8:52. Dara Digital didn't make it in.
You're right.
She didn't make it. She call?
Hope she's okay. Maybe no, something happened.
Yeah. You hope she's
okay. Now we're going to feel. Now I just made you feel better.
No, you tried a little of that guilt.
I poo-pooed you a little.
She might be downstairs working on, she might have her whole sales staff saying, I can't get in today. I can't get in. You can't believe how bad it is out there. By the way, it is bad.
It's really bad.
I didn't think anything could mess up a Friday. This could mess up a Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine sitting there on that damn turnpike?
No.
And that thing not moving.
No.
For an hour.
Or and more.
Or two or three. And there's nowhere to go.
I'm trying to get that turn around and go home, calling sick.
Can't even turn around.
I know. Poor Hollywood. He's got to go south, right? We're going
north.
What?
Honestly, he's on his own. I mean, sorry, Hollywood. You're on your own, man.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.